Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Ribbity, the show where we talk enough less than a day in a few minutes. You're right. We are on Irvin 52 talking about both feet. It was taught in a brisa. If one of his feet is within the tachum boundary and one of his feet is outside of the tachum boundary, he may re-enter the tachum. So this to me brings to mind the idea of both feet planted firmly on the floor. Yesterday we talked about the idea of being present in the moment, and this builds on that idea. A lot of times we have our foot half in and half out of the building, half in and half out of the room. You know, we may be giving some of our attention, but not all of our attention. Being present in the moment means giving both of your feet in the situation at hand. It's also the idea of not dividing attention, which I talked about before. Very difficult to divide attention, even if science says, quote unquote, the female brain can do it and the male can't. I don't believe anyone can really divide attention. If I'm talking to you and you're on your phone, you're not really listening. If I'm trying to watch something with you and you're on your phone, you're not really watching and paying attention with me. If my kid is trying to talk to me and on my phone, I have no idea what he's saying. And if I'm trying to do work while listening to a shiur, while trying to read a story, I'm not going to know anything. I can't do three things at once. I can barely do one thing at once. We got to make sure that both feet are firmly planted on the floor. That means also not to be too much a dreamer, too much an exaggerator, or too much a realist. We shouldn't be on the floor, but we shouldn't be head in the clouds. We should have both feet firmly planted on the floor, present in the moment. Of course, we have to plan and we have to dream, but we also have to be realistic and practical for the moment. Don't think about what's going to happen in 35 years. Be present in the moment and have both feet firmly planted on the floor. And if you're involved in something, you're engaged in something, don't do it half-witted. Don't do it halfway. Fully invest both feet in the matter. If you're going to study something, you're going to study for a doctor, you're going to go for the art degree, you're going to go for the music degree, don't do it halfway. Don't do it half-butted is the phrase that I grew up with from one of my siblings. Try to put your both feet forward. Put your full weight in. Don't do things halfway. It brings to mind the idea of all these things around the house that we found over the years that were really done halfway. I don't like when things are done halfway. I like doing things the full way, full steam ahead. If I'm going to do a project, I'm going to do it right. If I'm going to make a birthday party for my wife or for my kids, or I'm going to make an anniversary thing, or I'm going to throw someone else a shower or whatnot, got to do it the whole way. Go big or go home is the famous phrase. And that goes in line with the idea of being generous. Don't be skimpy. Don't be generous. Ah, I'm going to buy you this one outfit now for the next 20 years. Do it fully way. You know, when I get my kids toys, I try to get them both toys, and I try to get a couple of toys. And if I'm going to buy clothing for my kids, I'm going to buy clothing for hopefully both boys, and a lot of clothing for both boys and girls, because money comes and goes, but happiness is what really remains, is another very famous phrase my wife and I say all the time. You got to put both feet in the matter. Don't be skimpy on things. Go full force ahead, making sure you're firmly entrenched and rooted in the idea, fully present with both feet, whatever you do, and with whoever you're talking to every single day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 53 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.